Here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I have some of our beef ambassadors for 2010, and we're going to let them introduce themselves and then talk a little bit about the activities they're involved in. So I'm going to start here with Jackson. Tell me your name, where you're from.
Hi, I'm Jackson Alexander, and I will be a freshman at Oklahoma State University, so I'm from Oklahoma.
All right, next we have Becky.
Hi, I'm Becky Rasper from Laramie, Wyoming. I attend the University of Wyoming, a student in animal science, and I'm going to be a junior this year.
All right, and then Mallory.
Hi, my name is Mallory Bankhead, and I'm from California. I'm currently attending Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and I'm majoring in agriculture science communications, where I'll be a second year.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you, whoever wants to jump in, or else you can, you know, take turns answering a question. But I think the first thing is just tell me what are some of the current activities or places that you've been, and then we'll talk about the conference here.
Well, recently, in the past few months, I've been traveling around my state speaking at various meetings and conferences that have to do with the cattlewomen and cattlemen, and really promoting beef as a whole and teaching others how to advocate for the beef industry as a national beef ambassador.
How about you all? I mean, are you in doing different activities then?
Yes. Last month, I helped assist with our state beef ambassador competition in selecting the person who will represent our state at the national competition. Much like Mallory, I've also been traveling around the state speaking for Rotary Clubs and Lions Clubs and county cattlemen's associations promoting the industry. Also, I'm working on putting together an essay contest and a writing contest this fall for students all across the country so they can get involved and learn about the beef industry.
All right. How about you, Becky?
In Wyoming, I've been helping with a couple teachers' workshops and teaching them on how they can incorporate agriculture as a whole and beef nutrition into the classroom. And also, last week I went to the Air Force Base in Cheyenne and taught some kids there about beef nutrition.
Wonderful. Now, at this summer conference where there's a lot of committee work done and it doesn't have the trade show and everything you see at the winter convention, what are some of the things you've been doing or participating in? Who'd like to volunteer?
We've had the unique opportunity to come to Denver this year a bit earlier with the national team. Earlier this week, we arrived Sunday evening, and Monday and Tuesday, we were able to experience some tours and some trainings at the NCBA office here in Denver. And it was a great opportunity for us as a team to get reconnected. This is our first trip that we've traveled together since January, so all five of us. So it was really a great opportunity to learn new things and kind of bounce ideas off of each other, and I think we've walked away from that training and the experiences here at conference with some great new ideas that we can take to our home states and utilize.
Well, we've got multiple groups meeting here. How about American National Cattlewomen? I think you guys are connected to them somehow, right?
Yeah, we are connected to the American National Cattlewomen. You know, we are a checkoff-funded program, but the American National Cattlewomen offer great support to what we do. You know, the Cattlewomen's Foundation offer some scholarship prize money, and they really are the backbone and the supporters of who we are. They always stand behind us, and I like to think of them as the Beef Ambassador cheerleaders.
That's a good way to put it. What about the, you know, we've got NCBA and the Beef Board here doing work on behalf of the checkoff. Have you been kind of watching in on the meetings and seeing how the process works?
Yeah, we've gone to quite a few meetings, and we're learning about all the great ideas that everyone has for promoting beef and also how our checkoff dollars are going into research. And it's just a really great opportunity for us to learn that so that in the future we can help make those decisions.
And one thing I would like to add to that is, Becky said, we're learning so much about the checkoff. A great opportunity I enjoyed was actually going over to the CBB offices and having an employee sit down with us and give us just an in-depth presentation about, you know, where the money is spent, how it's spent, and where it exactly comes from.
Now, let's look ahead a little bit. Where are some of the places y'all are going to be going and as we move away from this meeting?
Well, let's see. In our future, we have the New York State Fair and the Washington, D.C. Cattlemen's Legislative Convention, as well as a food and wine expo. So we have a few more places to travel. And then as an end result, kind of in October, we'll be traveling to South Dakota for the 2011 National Beef Ambassador Team Contest, where we will be able to meet the new state ambassadors and eventually the new national team that will be replacing us.
Great. Now, we have beefambassadors.com, the blog. How's that going? How do you guys, what do you think of the blog that you got? And what kind of feedback have you received?
Well, the Beef Ambassador blog has been a great way for us to connect with consumers and just use things in our everyday life to explain processes to consumers. And we've got quite a good feedback, but we'd like to encourage more people to visit and read up and visit all our sites, the Facebook, the Twitter, and the blog, and comment for us so we know that they're listening and what they'd like to hear from us.
Well, we'll continue to point them that way, and glad to see that you're making use of the social media channels to, as some of us like to call it, advocate, you know, on behalf of the industry. Anything else that we should know about what the Beef Ambassadors are doing?
Well, I'd also like to mention that yesterday the Beef Ambassadors took a tour to the JBS and Five Rivers feedlot and processing plant. And that was a great opportunity because several of us on the team are on college meat judging teams and have had that experience. But there's a couple of us that have not had that meat background experience. And that was great for us to be able to be given tours and to experience that from a firsthand aspect. We were able to tour the freezer and the fabrication plant as well as the kill floor of the JBS processing plant. So that was really intriguing and it gave us a new perspective on the beef industry.
All right. Anything else?
Or I'd just like to say that the Beef Ambassadors are really excited to go to the legislative conference in D.C. and we're really excited to advocate beef in the Capitol.
Well, we will be watching you because I'm sure we'll see it on Facebook, Twitter, and on the blog, as we mentioned before. That's our Beef Ambassador team, at least most of them that are here attending the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.